Katie Cook, the head girls basketball coach with the Carroll Tigers, joining us on this morning here as we recap the 2021-2022 season. Katie, I tell you what, thank you for everything all season. I don't think people realize how much, you know, Tyler and I probably pest you coaches and stuff with interviews and stats and everything. So thank you for everything all season, and I appreciate you joining us again here today.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Jeff.
Coach, you guys finished the year about a week ago now from the time you and I were talking, had to go down to Lewis Central, played well that night, but ended up falling to seeds of the season end at 10-12. If you kind of sat back now and reflected a little bit, what are your kind of your thoughts on how you felt like the season went this year?
Well, it's always hard to know what to expect, but I held some exit interviews with the girls, and just from what I got feedback-wise from them, they enjoyed their season. They had a good time. They got better at basketball and are continuing to learn how to compete in this tough conference. So overall, I'm pretty pleased.
Still, it was a young team this year. I don't think that a lot of people probably thought about that, but it didn't have a tremendous amount of varsity experience coming back with this year's team. Where did you feel like you saw this team grow as the season went on?
Oh, I think they, you know, we kind of shifted throughout the season with the loss of Shea Sinard. Before her injury, we were trying to, you know, press a lot. She's very fast.
Yep.
Somebody who started for us, one of our best players. And then after her injury, it kind of changed our identity as a team. And you know, we couldn't rely on that full court pressure as much anymore. We weren't quite as deep as we had been before. So we kind of shifted gears and became more of, you know, a crammed inside kind of team.
Coach, I was just going to ask you, it was my next question was, how much did the injuries, Maddie tuning down for a while, you lost Shea Sinard for, you know, a good portion of the season, had some other injuries throughout this year as well, and then, of course, the illnesses that come with basketball season and winter weather, but how much did that impact this team? Because like you said, this team, you guys kind of transitioned the type of team you were a couple of different times.
Right. Well, the timing of some of those injuries definitely hurt us. Like you mentioned, Madison Tuning's ankle. Hannah was out for a game or two with a hip injury during kind of a crucial time where we lost, we lost at Carlisle, which, you know, when you're playing those teams that are kind of in the middle of the conference like you, those are huge ones, especially when it comes around for a regional brackets and what kind of seed you get. I think injuries did hurt us at times, and everyone had to be flexible and take on whatever role we needed them to at the time.
Coach, I know you focus a lot on defense. What did you see on the defensive end, whether it be when you guys were able to press or after Shea's injury and you had to be more of a half-court team?
I thought we had in Josie Ayala and Hannah Jorgensen and Addison Clucky, our senior leaders. They understood what we're trying to do defensively. They were great defensive stoppers for us. They understood the rotations and set a good example for the underclassmen, which is great. We'll have something to refer to, you know, as we continue to hone those skills with them.
Offensively, you guys became a really good feed the ball inside team with Addison Clucky and Josie Ayala. Cam Schabel kind of got hot from the three-point line as the season went on. I know early in the season, kind of a struggle to get shots to fall from the outside. How did you see the offense develop?
Well, you know, Cameron and Sheil, something we've talked about. She was in a little bit of a slump at the beginning of the season. We tried a few different things to help get her out of it. And I'll tell you what, once she did, she really lit it up, and that was a huge help towards the second half of the season. Hannah Jorgensen, you could probably say the same thing. She started firing from three, getting hot towards the end of the season, Madison Tuning. But unfortunately, you know, when shots don't fall, you can't always rely on those three-pointers. And when they don't fall, you've got to find another way. It's kind of the story against Lewis Central. We couldn't hit anything from the outside, and they were sagging off. We struggled to get it in. We just didn't really have an answer.
Coach, you guys did start the season warm and winning games. Ended up winning your first three. Got a really nice win against a very good Gilbert team on the road. Took four of your first five games. Had to be really happy, I think, with the start of the season.
Absolutely. Yeah, we started off 3-0, opened the conference with a win at Gilbert. Probably surprised some people. They probably looked at that score a couple times to make sure they read it right. really proud of the way the girls came out strong. We had a four-game win streak in February. We started playing pretty well after kind of a slump after Christmas time. I'm pretty proud of the win at Harlan as well. We won 49-46. It's always kind of fun to step outside the conference and play somebody that you don't typically see.
Hard to probably pick a best win, but what did you feel was the best win or best game, whether a win or a loss? What game did you feel like this team kind of played like you envisioned at the beginning of the season?
We lost the first time around against Carlisle and then against ADM. We have them back-to-back. And we lost to both of them the first time around, but we got them the second time around. So we ended up splitting with both of those teams. I was proud of the way we came back and got them both in February.
Coach, we mentioned that quick start to the year, and then all of a sudden you run into Winterset, Ballard, and Bondurant Farrar. Those three in a row, three teams that are outstanding basketball teams. How much do you think that hurt you guys heading into the break, having to run into that kind of competition?
Well, it's tough to say. It's a tough string in our schedule for sure. And like you said, going into break, it's kind of it's a downer. But we talk a lot about discipline and your approach, taking a positive approach and coming to work every day and being disciplined. And I think that's just part of it. You have to look at the bigger picture and some bigger goals than just that week and a half there where we have a few really tough teams.
You had to play those three in a row again there in the middle to late part of January, but after that was the four-game winning streak. After getting beat by those three teams, what kind of turned things for you guys to be able to win those four in a row, starting with that win over Boone?
We just decided, the girls kind of grew a little bit of a chip on their shoulder, and we just decided to compete, I think, is what it was. We didn't have a great January, but we gained some confidence late January when we beat Harlan. Played pretty well. So they always knew what they were capable of, and we just had to create some buy-in and get them to compete every day, whether it was practice or game, to kind of finish the way we wanted to.
Coach, you mentioned the three seniors earlier. Hannah Jorgens, an outstanding defensive player. I always thought was a really good three-point shooter and good free-throw shooter, and she showed that, I think, late in the season. Josie Ayala, so nice to have back on the floor this year for basketball, and it was fun watching her continue to grow. And then Addison Clucky, I think people maybe forget she missed a good chunk of last season with that injury that happened right before the Webster City game, if I remember correctly, and stuff. So those three seniors really played well for you, I thought, this year.
Yeah, they were fantastic. They're good basketball players. They were great leaders, and they're even better people. I'm super proud of those three.
What stood out for you about each of those?
They just, honestly, the way that they led the team and they kind of bought into the team concept and their roles, whatever it was. I think, I'm pretty sure Addie came in thinking she would start the year. She would be a starter for us. And when we decided to play fast, that meant she wasn't going to get to start. And she, she accepted it. She didn't feel sorry for herself. She didn't whine. It was pretty soon after that things changed and she's back in the starting lineup. And it just didn't matter. She was willing to do, whatever she needed to do to help the team. By the end of the year, we're voting on like our most valuable player and things like that and different awards. And, all of the coaches feel the same way about Addie. Everybody is just proud of her. We're going to miss her a lot.
Coach, let's talk about the kids coming back now. Cupboard's certainly not going to be bare. Here's just some of the kids that got some starting experience for you this year. Caitlin Aiden, who is just a freshman. Cam Schabel, of course, we talked a little bit about her. Maddie Tuning, Shea Sennard, and then Ava Gross didn't start, I don't think, any games this year. Maybe slipped one in there on a night I wasn't there, but played a ton of minutes and provided so much injury or so much energy coming off of the bench. But there's a lot of kids coming back that you can build around for next year.
Yeah, absolutely. Shane Ashinger as well. She played really well as center on the JV team and got a lot more minutes there towards the end. We have a good group coming back and a strong group of future seniors here. And Caitlin Aiden is just going to keep getting better and better, our young point guard. I'm excited to get back to work this summer and get everybody a little more comfortable on the court and competing.
Other girls that will have that opportunity to get into the mix that were varsity players this year, Mackenzie Johnson, Kennedy Tyne, Molly Feld, also Abby Munson, Elizabeth Perkins came in and suited up later in the season, and Bailey Schulte as well. So other kids that they put that work in might be able to find themselves into the rotation, I'm sure, next year.
Yeah, absolutely. Some great athletes there in the sophomore class as well. And it'll be fun to get on the court this summer and see what they can do.
I know you can't spend a lot of time with them until the summertime, but what are the plans for the off season? What are some areas you want this group of kids to work on kind of on their own before you can start doing things with them in the summer?
I think they need to shoot. Obviously, everyone can extend their range. And I think we've just got to get more comfortable on the court. And the only way you do that is if you play some games. We don't have a lot of girls that get on the AAU circuit, so they need to get in the gym and play as much one-on-one, two-on-two, three-on-three, four-on-four, five-on-five as they can and as much as they can.
Coach, what are you hoping to do this summer with them? Team camp, so you guys going to have your big scrimmage coming up later in the fall with all the teams that come in from around the state. What are some of the plans that you can do, that you hope to do once you can get your hands on them?
Well, we get active with the youth, first of all, with our youth camp. And then we do, I think it was like three times a week we had open gym last year. And it's a kind of a balancing act, especially with some of the girls that do other sports. Softball is pretty intense, and we've got a few girls that play softball. And then volleyball is doing their thing, too. So we try to coordinate the schedules. And then, if we can get to two or three team camps, we try to do that as well.
Well, Coach, we appreciate everything all season long. Again, thanks very much for joining us here today. It's been a fun season with you again here in 2021-2022, and I'm excited about the future of Carroll Girls Basketball. So appreciate you joining us here today.
Thank you, Jeff.
You bet. Head Coach Katie Cook again with the Carroll Girls Basketball team.